Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you, and my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we have a very special segment, and it is entitled, My Favorite in the Meantime. Amen, because I've had some in the meantime moments, amen, but God has been good, he's been grateful, and he's been faithful. Did you hear what I said? God's been good, he's been grateful, and he's been faithful, amen, and I'm trying to be the same, amen. So we're going to have a great, 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 great ministry, and what I want to tell you is that this is going to also, we're going to talk about in the meantime on tomorrow, God's will as well. On tonight, let me give you what the Lord gave me real quick as far as the layout is concerned. On tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take you through the basics of in the meantime experience. And then on tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to give you, as the Lord has given me, we're going to really get into the deep water within the meantime moments. We're going to talk about Hezekiah. Not Hezekiah Walker, but Hezekiah in the Bible. We're going to talk about Elijah, all those in the meantime moments. And then we're going to intertwine what we learned today and what we're going to learn on tomorrow, God's will. And we're going to really focus on in the meantime moments, because what happens before we get started, amen, praise God, what happens is that when individuals get into the in the meantime moment, some people, they become discouraged. Some people quit. They throw in the towel. Some people, they go into a form of depression. They go into a form of anger. They go into many different forms because they're in their in the meantime moment. But you must understand that there is, God calls it richness. He calls it grace. He calls it abundance. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. He calls it abundance. He says there is abundance in your in the meantime moment. Number one, you become stronger in Christ. So we're going to really look at that. As I said before, this is not a scripted ministry. Amen. Because I want the Holy Spirit to lead and guide this ministry. It's not about me. It's all about God, Jehovah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get this started. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then afterwards, we're going to have prayer. And then we're going to go into the unction and the Spirit of God. Now, on tonight, we're not going to have any music because this is very in-depth, and I want you to get it, okay? So Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask for something to be said or done to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your favor, your grace, your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that you're going to give us of in the meantime. Amen. Then, Lord, we just ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. We ask that you wrap your arms around them, Lord, and would you bless them in a major, major way. Now, Lord, as we get ready to transition into something higher, we're asking, Lord Jesus, would you continue to bless us and guide us and bless us to say something, to do something on this ministry, that we'll have individuals come running unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And it's raining out there, and if it gets the lightning and thundering too bad, then we're going to add this particular segment to tomorrow's ministry, because where I come from, amen, when God is working, amen, we're not. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go ahead and get into the ministry of God through prayer. And we're going to just bless God on tonight. We're going to bless God on tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 one more time here. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. All right. So, I want you to get out your journals. Get out your journals. And I want you to really think about this word that I'm going to tell you. It's not a complicated word. It's been around a long time. It's not anything new. Amen. But the word is entitled in the meantime. That's a phrase, actually. But let's go ahead and write the phrase in the meantime. In the meantime. And when we look at this particular word, in the meantime, I want, as the Lord is showing me, I want us to break this phrase down, because when we break this phrase down, it's going to give us the revelation of God. In means enter. In means enter. Enter. The, the Lord is speaking, means God, our Father. God, our Father. Meantime, this is my favorite, y'all. Now, we're going to break this word down, amen? Somebody say praise God. In the word meantime, the ME, God says, put your name. Your name. Don't put your neighbor's name. Don't put your kid's name. Don't put anybody else's name but yours. The AN, A-N. Amen. God says put add. And time. You see that word time? Put soon. God, with the in the meantime moment, God says he has made his entrance into our situation. He has made his entrance into our destiny. He has made his entrance into our beginnings. He has made his entrance into whatever it is we've been praying for. And he calls us by name, Alfreda. And because of this, he says, I'm going to add my favor, grace, and mercy unto you. Yes, you. Soon. Amen. He didn't give a time. He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't even say Friday. Amen. He said soon. Amen. So in the meantime, how can we, and God is going to give me a phrase, he's going to give me a way where we can remember this. How can we remember what in the meantime really means. We know that God is here, present. He's in the moment. We know who our Father God is. We know our own name. We know that God is with us because he called us by name. We know that God is going to add because he said he wants us to be prosperous and he has plans for our lives. And we know that Jesus is coming back soon, and we know that God is going to work out our situation soon, and we know that we're going to get a blessing soon, and we know that in the meantime it's going to happen soon. But what is it? What is it that God wants us to really know about this in the meantime? What God really wants us to know about in the meantime is that he's coming back. That's it. He's coming back. And a lot of people, when you say God is coming back, Jehovah is coming back, a lot of people become afraid. But God says this particular coming back is for all of those people who are in the meantime moment. See, God says we all have seasons. Some people are coming out of a healing season that God says they're going to be healed. Some people are coming out of a situation. God says that they're going to be blessed. But God said he's coming back. Amen. He's coming back. But he says in the meantime, amen, we have to do a couple of things because he's here. He has entered into our situation, and he calls us by name. He says he's going to add unto us. He says, but in the meantime, and this is the revelation of God. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into the Bible of in the meantime. But in the meantime, get ready to write down. Amen. And right now, I don't know how many particular areas God's going to give us, but what I do know is that God's going to give us some areas. He says, in the meantime, while we're waiting on his return, he says, look. He says, what are you looking for? A lot of people say, I'm looking. What are you looking for? God says, seek and ye shall find. That's all I want you to put, seek and you shall find. When God basically said, look, he says, in the meantime, when you have to look, God says, look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. Look. He says, keep your eyes open, remain awake, remain aware, and understand that God is in your situation. God is in your circumstance. Amen. He says, look. He says, and when you look, he says, you will find all of these other things that God is going to add within our lives. He says, when we look around, we can count our blessings. The pastor said this morning, he says, when we look back over our lives, when we turn around and look where God has brought us from, that's a blessing. And God is saying here, he says, you have to look and you shall find. That goes back to the song of count your blessings, name them one by one. But God says many more blessings are coming that's going to be added unto our lives. He says, so look. And that's a verb. He says, you look. He says, remain aware. Understand that God is the author and finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes, in other words, on God. Amen. Keep your eyes on God. Then he says, number two, he says, listen. He says, listen. Listen to the word of God. Did you understand what I said? Listen to the word of God. And I want you to pencil in word. Listen to the word of God. When we talk about listening to the word of God, we're talking about studying the Bible for ourselves. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God says we're getting ready to go somewhere. We're getting ready to have things added into our lives. We're getting ready to be blessed. He says he's coming back. He says favor, grace, and mercy. He says restoration for your life is coming back. Your health is coming back. Amen. He says your livelihood is coming back. Your happiness is coming back. Your joy is coming back. See, when God said that he's coming back, See, a lot of the rapture, God says, I'm coming back to bring you back what you've lost. Understand? That's a blessing within itself. He says, I'm coming back to bring your happiness. I'm coming back to bring your joy, your peace, the void that has been so much unfilled. He says, I'm coming back, but I'm coming back and I'm bringing you things to add unto your life. Because once again, God says, I have plans for you. Amen? So we're looking, and we underline seek, right? And we're listening. We're listening to the word of God. Amen? Because the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Number three, God says, during this time, in the meantime moments, he says you pray without ceasing. And a lot of you, and I'm even thinking this, why would God put praying as number three instead of number one? God says your eyes must be open. And you must hear the word of God in order to understand what God wants you to pray for. See, a lot of us, we just pray for whatever we want to pray for. We all guilty of that. We pray for whatever we want to pray for. And this is why we have this in the meantime experience. Because God says that we're not playing life by ear anymore. Amen. He says we are living life. Amen. We're not playing life anymore by ear. We're actually living life. And we're having and being strong in our in the meantime moments. So we have to pray without ceasing. Even if this wasn't the in the meantime moment, even if this was our favor, grace, and mercy season, God says praying is still essential. Why? Because that's a connection unto God when we pray. God says you pray because, put this down, you want to get stronger. You pray because you want to be wiser. You pray because you want to hold on to your faith. Because many times in the meantime moment, a lot of people lose faith. They lose hope in God because they're in their meantime, in the meantime moments, waiting on God. It's kind of like God says, people get impatient, you know. When you're waiting on somebody, you get impatient. And that's how we do God. We get impatient and God says that he's here, right? He says that he's ready to add. He says, but pray in your in the meantime moments because God wants you to come out stronger. He wants you to come out wiser. He wants you to come out more bold. He wants you to be able to lead more. He wants you to be able to speak more. He says, but you got to get stronger in the meantime moment. Amen? Amen. So we're looking, we're listening, we're praying. Then God said, number four, after we look, after we listen, after we pray, God says, you have to have some faith. You know, we talk about that type of faith where when everything is going well, we have faith in God. I believe in God. I'm going praising God. Hallelujah. We doing all that. But then when a storm comes, like it's raining out there now, ooh, I don't have faith. I don't see any light out there. It's dark. I don't see any light. Well, that rain is going to soon eventually pass away. Amen. And the sun's going to come out. And so that's the type of faith God wants us to have. He said, yeah, it's raining out there now, and it's dark out there, right? He says, but rest assured, in the morning, God's will, there's going to be light because God created what? Day and night. Amen? So God said, we have to have faith of a mustard seed. And we have to understand, even in the dark times, right, even in the dark times of our lives, whatever that is, because it means something different from each and every person. It could mean depression for a person. It could mean death for a person. You know, somebody has died. It could mean a situation, whatever it is. But God says you have the faith that when I wake up in the morning, God's will, there's going to be some light. Praise God. It may not be a lot of light. It may be a little light, but there's going to be some light. And so when we look out there, right now, if you look outside your window, those of you who are in Central Texas in this area, you look outside right now, it's raining. But in the morning, God's will, I'm expecting some light. God said that's the type of faith we should have. It's dark. I mean, it's real dark. But in the morning, you're going to expect some light. God said in your life, what you're going through, that sad moment, whatever it is, he says, you have to understand and recognize that in the morning, there's going to be some light. That's the type of faith. In the meantime, I'm going to have faith. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care what it looked like, what it was, what it sounded like, what happened. I'm going to have faith. Why? Because I trust and believe in God. Because I'm looking, I'm searching. Seeking ye shall find. And I know that I'm going to find favor from God. I know that I'm going to find deliverance from God. I know that I'm going to find peace and joy and happiness and all these other things from God. So that's what I'm looking for, because God said he's coming back. Then I'm listening. I'm studying the word of God on a daily basis, waking up in the morning praising God, thanking God for seeing another day. Amen. Allergies may be kicking, head may be hurting, but I'm praising God because he didn't have to wake me up. Amen. Then we talk about the prayer without ceasing. Amen. We don't just begin praying because it's dark out there and it's a storm. We pray when the sun is shining. We pray when things are going well. We pray when the harvest is plentiful. We pray when we're in the desert. We pray when we're in doubt. We still pray to God because we know that my Father, God, is rich with houses and land. He holds the world at the palm of his hand, rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Tell him I'm a child of God. And so we hold fast to the faith of God. And with the faith, God says you don't have to have a big faith. You have to have the faith of a mustard seed. That's small, y'all. That's little. The faith of a mustard seed. Amen? So you look outside your door, your window, whatever you're looking outside. And some people, it's storming out there. Some people, it's just dark out there. But in the morning, I'm expecting some light. I don't know how much light, but I'm expecting some light. And that's how we have to look at our circumstance. That's how we have to look at our situation. That's how we have to look at life in general. Amen? Amen. Let's go to number 5. God says, well, number 5, in the meantime, understand that he is Emmanuel. Amen. You can call him Jehovah. You can call him Emmanuel. You can call him Jesus. You can call him God. But God says he's going to be with us no matter what. And you can expect that. You can expect God to be with us in the meantime. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. You always have God. And God always sends people, your family, your friends, in your in the meantime moments. And one of the things that we talked about in the meantime is that we have to have our Lord and Savior. And the question that God is showing me is, why isn't Emmanuel at the top? God says he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And wherever we put God in this lineup, God says he's always first and he's always last, wherever we put him. So it doesn't matter where we put God on a sheet of paper, because this is just that, a sheet of paper. But in our lives, God says that he is in control of our lives, the author and the finisher of our faith. So in the meantime moment, God says he's entering into your situation, wherever you are. He says he is. Why? Because he's your Father. And he calls you by name. And he says, I'm going to add unto your life soon and very soon. And so we have to hold on to that faith. Why? And what is it saying? That's saying that God's coming back. But he's coming back to bring everything that you lost. He's coming back to restore you. He's coming back to deliver you. He's coming back to set you free. Many people say, why did he leave? He never did leave. But God said some things that was attached to your life left. And all those things that you need for your life, God says he has it, and he's going to add that, then some, unto you. He says, whatever the enemy, okay, here we go, y'all. Okay, let me make it plain. He says, whatever the enemy stole from you, and this could be anything, y'all. This could be a situation. This could be emotions. This could be whatever. God says he's bringing it unto you. And he says, you must look for it, he says, because it's going to happen. Listen for it, because it's in the word of God. It's a promise. Pray, he says, because you are going to, you're stronger and wiser. He says, well, pray without ceasing. He says, because you have to protect your anointing. You have to protect your gifts. You have to protect everything that God is getting ready to give unto you. He says, and then keep your faith. Don't throw your faith down for anything. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how dark it is out there. In the morning, God's will, I guarantee you there's going to be some light. No matter how dark it is, amen, even if it has to be the lightning that lights up the sky, there's going to be some light out there. Then Emmanuel, God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I'm with you in your situation, your circumstance. God says, I forgive you. He says, in the meantime. He says, in the meantime, know that I am with you always. He says, know that. And so you have to understand and recognize that whatever this is, God says that he is with you. Emmanuel, he's with you. He says, but you're going to have to get ready. He says, get set and look and expect. And he said, you're going to have to do some really soul searching. And your things are coming back. He says, but you're going to have to look for it. You're going to have to expect it. It's going to have to be an expectation on your part. He says, and listen. Continue to listen to the word of God. Continue, if you have an ear for God, a gift, continue to listen to what God is saying. Don't just pray to God when the sun is shining. Don't just pray to God when the harvest is growing. You pray to God in season and out of season. Don't just pray to God, you know, when we look at the faith aspect, the seed of faith, and say, I have faith and keep walking. No, you're going to have to show God that no matter what, Lord, I have faith in you, I believe in you. And that's the faith is no matter what, no matter how dark it is out there right now, I'm holding on to God because I know in the morning God's will. There's going to be some light there in Emmanuel. And I repeated that on purpose because I wanted to marinate within your mind. And I want you to understand that whatever it is, even if you are in your in the meantime moment, God is with you. God says he's bringing everything back that the enemy has stolen. Whatever it is, he's bringing it back. It's coming back to you. Look for it. Expect it this week. When God says soon, he didn't say Monday, he didn't say Tuesday, he didn't say Wednesday, he didn't say Thursday, he didn't say Friday, he didn't say Saturday. He said expect it soon. This week is answer prayers week. And we're going to expect some things from God. And God is going to deliver because that's the type of God he is. Amen? So in the meantime, understand that God is here, his presence. He says, I'm coming back. He says, but I'm not coming back to rapture. I'm coming back to restore. I'm coming back to give you everything that you've lost. Some of y'all lost some sleep for whatever reason. God says he's coming back to give it back to you. Praise God. Some of you lost some hope. God's bringing it back. He says he's coming back. So don't be afraid. Don't be spooked out. Amen. Trust in God and know that God is coming back to restore. And he says in the meantime, that's what we need to do as far as the revelation of God is concerned. And on tomorrow, God's will, I want you to stay with me because tomorrow night at 11:30, we're going to go into depth. This was just a brief introduction about in the meantime. This was a basic crash course in the meantime. But on tomorrow, we're going to have a lecture, and we're going to add some individuals in the Bible so that I can give you examples of in the meantime moments, and we're going to make it applicable. We're going to apply it to our lives. Because all of us have had an in-the-meantime experience. A lot of people ask, what do I do in the meantime? You pray. You look. You listen. You have faith. And you know that Emmanuel is with you. Because I'm going to talk to you for a second as the Lord has given this to me. A lot of people, as I said before, they become despondent. They become sad. They become depressed. And they give up. During the in the meantime moments. And that's why God said that you have to always pray because it's just like exercise. God says when you pray every day and you're in the meantime experience, you become stronger, not only in body as far as your heart is concerned, as far as keeping the faith of God, but your mind remains stayed on Jesus and positive things. It's rain, like I said, it's raining out there right now, but I know God's will in the morning. Lord bless me to wake up. I know that the sun's going to shine. I already know that. And so that's the type of in the meantime experience that God wants us to have. God says he has plans for your life, plans for my life. And those plans are to be prosperous. God never intended for anybody to be disenfranchised, anybody to suffer on this earth. God never intended for that. That's why God said we have to look and we have to listen and we have to pray and have faith and we have to know that he's with us in the meantime moments so that we can withstand this world. Because this world, as I said before, before, this is a dark and dismal world. That just what you see out there, that's the type of world we live in. It's dark. Nobody wants their light. Some people don't want their lights to shine. Everybody's walking in darkness. And it's okay to walk in darkness, but you have to have faith. You have to have faith in darkness, and you have to know that God is going to bring you to the marvelous light. And so it's very important that in the meantime moments that you don't give up, you don't throw in the towel, you don't quit. As I said before, this world is a hungry world. It seeks who can devour. This world is a greedy world. The reason why this world, God reveals, is so poor is because everybody tries to take from each other. Nobody tries to give. Okay, let me say that again. Praise God. Some people, they just live to take from others. They just live to rob others. And they end up poor. They have nothing. God says poor in spirit, poor in heart. They don't have any favor. They don't have any grace. They don't have any mercy. They don't have anything. And so their resort is that. And so if we grow individuals into this in the meantime moment that everybody experiences, if we help make people stronger, if we give the word of God and teach people these principles of looking, listening, praying, having faith, and knowing that Emmanuel is with us, then people will be more subject to trusting God and know that God is going to see you through and know that God has everything that you need rather than trying to manipulate somebody else, trying to take something that God has given somebody else because it's not going to work. And let me say this, as God is showing me, he says, in the meantime moments, he says, this is when you're in your in the meantime moment, he says, the devil, this is when he really seeks, in your in the meantime moment. And what you have to do is you have to pray on a daily basis, because in your camp, you have to protect everything you have. You have to protect your anointing. You have to protect your wisdom. You have to protect your character. You have to protect your knowledge. You have to protect your things that God has given you on earth. You have to protect all those things with the help of God. But God says when he gives you those things, he says nobody can touch it. Nobody can destroy it. Amen? That somebody should be shouting. Nobody can touch what God has given you on earth. Nobody. God says the enemy, Satan, can't touch it. He'll go. He'll try to devour it. He'll try to come to and fro. He'll try to come as close to it as possible. But God says he can't destroy it. He make him break it for a second, but he can't destroy it. God says yokes are being broken. But Satan is also being broken because he understands and he recognizes that he cannot touch anything that God has already anointed. He cannot touch anything that God has already paid the price for. Amen? Amen. So God says, just because in your in the meantime moment, right, just because of how it looks out there now, it's dark, he says, tomorrow's coming. God's will. Amen. He says, and there's going to be some sunshine. And so whatever it is, some of you come on here sad, some of you come on here happy, some of you come on here in different situations, and it's a correlation. It's basically just like it is outside now, unless you're the water. But, and I'm talking about out of the state, out of the country, it's dark. And even if it's light, you can best believe that it's going to be dark. So enjoy the light, amen, and pray, amen. But it's dark. But God says that it can't stay dark always in your life. Some people, they do things because of temporary things that they go through, that we go through. That's why it's so important that we pray, because we have to remain strong in the word of God. And as I get ready to give you the announcements, I'm going to say this. And I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Whatever God has given you on this earth, nobody, me, nobody else, nobody can take it away from you. You will have, in this life, there will be Satans, people who are working for Satan, who will try to come into your camp and destroy what the Lord has anointed and given you on your life. But God says that's temporary. it won't last. He says only what you do for Christ will last. Only what God has given us will last. The enemy cannot touch it, period. The enemy cannot destroy it, period. Now, God says, do you go through storms? Of course, it's storming out there right now. It's dark. It's storming right now. But God says that with his sovereignty and with his grace and mercy, I guarantee you in the morning, God's will, I guarantee you there will be light. I guarantee, that is a guarantee, there will be light. Because why? God says, let there be light. Amen? And that's all God has to say. And when Satan comes to the camp, all he has to say is, get thee behind me, Satan. He called him by name, amen? So whatever the enemy has tried to do, this is for the in the meantime, people, amen. Whatever he's tried to do, whatever he wanted to do, whatever he said, it don't even matter now. Because God says he's coming back. He's coming back to restore everything. But see, when God put his stamp of approval, when he brings it from on high, can't nobody touch that. And that's what we want. We want to not store our treasures here on earth. We want to store them up in heaven. And God says anything he comes down from heaven, nobody can touch it on earth. That's why people have so many gifts. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take the gift. You can sing, you just can sing. You can speak, you just can speak. That's a gift. Nobody can take that away from you but God. Amen? So whatever the devil has done, whatever the devil has said, whatever happened, God said it don't even matter anymore because he's coming back. He's coming back to restore. And I told you this a couple of months ago. I said, God's coming back. God's coming back. God's coming back. And this is not a time where people should, as I said before, you should be spooked. God is coming to rapture now. God is coming for the good of them who love the Lord. He's coming to give you back everything that was taken from you. Some of y'all can't even sleep at night. You're not even sleeping at night. For what? God is too good for us to stay awake. Let God stay awake. That's what God does. He never slumbers nor sleeps. And we're going to talk about also when Jesus was on that boat. We're going to talk about that, amen? Because Jesus, in the story, Jesus was asleep. We're going to talk about that. But Jesus on earth never slumbered nor sleep. And so why are you staying up at night? There is absolutely nothing that you can do but pray about your situation, about whatever it is. Pray about it and give it to God and go to bed. Some of y'all, you're just making yourself sick because you're so worried about this and that. Let God take care of it. That's what we have God for. God says, bring all of your burdens unto the Lord. And what? Leave them there. He didn't say, leave them there. He didn't say, oh, let me take this back and think about it all night. Get some sleep. Go to bed. Some people are just sad. For what? God is too good. He's too merciful. Amen. Understand that things occur. Storms occur. There are seasons for storms, seasons for tornadoes, seasons for hurricanes. But guess what? In all of that, we're going to trust in God. And we know that God's going to see us through. He's done it before. And he's going to do it again. But we have to trust in God. And I put all of my faith and all of my trust in God. Amen? So that's the basics of in the meantime. That's the basics. Look, listen, pray, faith, and Emmanuel. I want y'all to come back on tomorrow, God's will, at 11:30. As we're going to get into the Bible. We're going to walk the Bible a little bit. Excuse me. And the revelation of God is going to be there. And we're going to talk about it. And we're going to make it applicable to our lives. And we're going to move forward. And we're moving forward with grace and mercy. I have one more activity. That I want us to engage in. And that particular activity, I want you to listen very closely, and I want you to look at the video that I have on my page. But it's called Starting with the End in Mind. Many educators have heard this. Many business owners have heard this. And I want to give you what the Lord has given unto me. All right, start with the end in mind. Whenever we drive, everybody if you don't know where you're going, you basically put the address in a GPS, right? And so you know your destination. So you put it in there, and preferably you get there, right? Well, that's how God wants us to walk as Christians, and that's how he wants our lives to be. We're connected to God. God is our GPS. And we communicate with God and tell God everything that we imagine. And with that, if it's God's will, God orchestrates how all this will happen. We're no longer, God says, playing life by ear. We are going somewhere. We're not just here. God bless us to wake up and we go about our day. We have a purpose, y'all. We're going somewhere. And we need to know, in the meantime, what are we doing? Amen? So what I want you to do is draw a line, and I want you to put the phrase "in the meantime." And in the meantime. And then after that, I want you to put another line. And I want you to think about where you want God. Notice I didn't say where you want whoever to take you, where you want this person, that person, whoever, yourself. I said, tell yourself, and God, where do you want God to take you? Starting with the end in mind. And we're going to work ourselves, and we're going to work our way up to where God wants us to be. Because a lot of us, as I said before, we're making goals. That's great. Excellent. We're right in the vision, but we have no idea where we're going. We have no idea. And God said he wants us to be clear to ourselves. It's not to tell God, because God already knows. He already knows what we're going to put on this paper. It is our prayer that we begin to write down what we want our destination to be. We all know that we want to make it to heaven. God is talking about what or where do we want to go on earth. And so I'm going to give us about a minute or two to write down blank, whatever that is to you. It has to be a destination. And in the meantime, blank. Amen? And this way, we're starting with the end in mind. We're setting those GPSs because we're moving, y'all. We're getting ready to do some things that God has authorized us to do. And when I say a movement, I'm talking about a shift of God. I'm talking about the favor, grace, and mercy of God. I'm talking about where anything that we put our minds to and our hearts to, it shall prosper. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about platforms. I'm talking about giving the word of God. I'm talking about projects. I'm talking about doing things. Where is it? We're not stagnated. God says that let everything that have breath, what, praise the Lord. We're not just sitting here idle like a car. God says you have to put some, you have to accelerate a little bit. Amen. Accelerate. You are thinking. Move forward. Stop worried about that storm out there. Stop worried about how it looks. Stop worried about what people think and move forward in the Lord. Why? Because all of us are trying to get to heaven. There's no person on earth who God has already given a ticket to. Amen. God said, you're going to heaven. No matter what, you're going to go to heaven. He said, we all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. So why are you worried about everybody else and what everybody else think about you and why you just sitting there or looking right there and not moving forward because you're afraid? God says that he hasn't given anybody a ticket. He said you have to earn a ticket, amen, to heaven. And part of that is being obedient unto God. Part of that is understanding where you want God to take you. You can't just sit here idle. It's time out for just sitting idle. We have to begin to move towards God, move towards the will of God. And that's how our strength is renewed. But if we sit here and have a pity party because there's a storm out there, because we had to go through a storm, because somebody lied on us, then we're not going to move forward. That's over. God says move forward in the Lord. Amen? Amen. So here we go. Blank. And in the meantime, blank. Amen. Starting with the end in mind, I want you to write down and make sure that this makes sense. Now, that's a conjunction, and right there. And we already know God says he's here. He says, I've already entered into your life. I'm already here into your situation. And it's going to happen soon. But I want you to make this make sense. I'm not going to tell you how to write it, but I do want you to have an in the meantime. Amen? Just a minute or so, 2 minutes to think about this, and let's go ahead and write it. And I'm gonna give you the announcements and bid you a great night. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. It will be silent for about a minute, and then we'll move on. All right? Thank you. I want to tell you the first word I started out with. The first word I started out with was Lord. And then I put my little phrase, in the meantime, I will continue to pray unto you and trust you. Amen. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe in God. Amen. Amen. So be sure to invite somebody. Tell somebody to listen on tonight or tomorrow to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And we're going to have a segment tomorrow at 11:30 p.m., God's will. And we're going to walk the Bible a little bit. And I also want you to know that be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or go to freetoloveshow.com or stellargospelmusic.com. And click right on the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AfritaLove at AlFreDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be very specific. Be sure to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, as I said before, go to AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com if you need writers, if you need speakers, if you need actors, actress, anyone, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. As I said before, be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. And in the meantime, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is in a few hours, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.